This is Marketplace. I'm Rima Khreis. So we talked a bit about this on the show yesterday, how the U.S. Census Bureau released a bunch of new data. And one of the more interesting things that stuck out to us was the data about where people are living. It turns out the vast majority of us, about 86% of us, live in cities and their broader metro areas. Over the last decade, population in those areas grew by 9%. So what do these numbers mean for the economy? Marketplace's Kimberly Adams has that one.
To see why these numbers matter, especially for rural communities, look no further than the infrastructure bill. Members of Congress will likely look to census data to determine where the money should go.
For building roads and having influxes of resources for community economic development, not the least of which is broadband.
Jane Kolodinsky runs the Center for Rural Studies at the University of Vermont.
But if we expand to include things like childcare or community health centers and so on, we will see a change in the amount of resource that reaches rural areas.
At the same time, says Peter Haslag of Vanderbilt University, when it comes to this particular batch of numbers gathered just as people were moving all over.
I take it with a grain of salt because we did see these huge shifts in migration patterns following the onset of the pandemic.
Those moves may not show up in this census, but they are showing up in other measures, says Robert Dietz with the National Association of Home Builders.
Just as we have seen in the construction data and some increases in those outer suburb home building projects, we have seen additional growth over the last year in those rural markets.
Dietz says the 2020 census does capture longer-term demographic shifts, but in terms of where Americans are living now, we probably need a bit more data. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.